All right, welcome everyone. I have a friend of mine, Jared. He has a art gallery in the French Quarter, and we're going to discuss with him some things that he's seen and some anomalies about this tragic our stage. We're not sure. We're working on it right now. But Jared, welcome to the show. I understand that things looked a little unusual last night in the French Quarter.
Well, from what stuck out to me, we stopped down just to check on some things at the shop around 4 or 5 o'clock. Heavy traffic. I did see military people near Jackson Square getting out of SUVs, and they were wearing green military type fatigues that looked unmarked from what I could tell. I did see some pictures later this morning that looked like similar where it said state police, but I don't remember seeing that on the uniforms. And I remember jokingly thinking to myself, what are these mercenaries or something like that? But yeah, that looked, now it's not too odd being that it was a big event like New Year's Eve where we'd have extra security. But the other thing that popped out to me as well, I had to run down there the night before to pick up some cash, and the police had everything blockaded the night before. So this was Monday night. Th there were police blockades all over. Now, being that I have a shop down there, I pulled up because they weren't letting people through, and I needed to get as close as I could to my shop, and I had one of my assistants with me. So we pulled up to one of the officers, and I said, "Hey, I have a shop. I need to just run in real quick, and I get through." And the first guy's like, "Yeah, you can get in." He goes, "But I don't know if you're going to be able to get back out." You know, whatever they were doing the night before, it was barricaded pretty heavily. So we made another drive around the block, talked to another few officers, and they said, "No, just go back around and tell them you need to get in, and you'll be able to get your way out." So we go back around to that same guy, and I said, "Yeah, the other officers over here said I could just come on in." And he's like, "Okay, yeah." He goes, "I can let you in." He goes, "I'm not sure what they're doing over there." So I forgot about that. That seemed odd to me, you know. So I'm like, well, maybe he's just extra security. But he did say, "I'm not sure what they're doing over there," like talking about why everything was blocked up the night before. And then my son and I did walk on Bourbon Street yesterday, or yesterday, but it was earlier in the evening, around 6 o'clock or so. And it wasn't as crowded as I thought it would be. And they had extra lighting out there, which they normally have been doing these larger bright lights on Bourbon Street during events or during holidays and things like that. They have these almost like larger spotlights. But there were way more than normal, like going all the way down. I remember thinking that was different.
Right.
Let's see what else I noticed. But yeah, just seeing these guys in the green, it was not typical Army fatigue. It was not National Guard. It was not, it almost looked like Special Forces type, or some type of off. Usual military gear, like they had a belt full of pouches, like big pouch belts going around. And I really don't remember. I saw about maybe four or five of them getting out of SUVs right near Jackson Square. So they weren't. I didn't see any of them on Bourbon Street. But I remember just thinking to myself, "What are these mercenaries?" So.
Wow. Now, what do you think about the bollards? See, when on Bourbon Street, they have these bollards that come out of the ground. They're big cement poles, and we're told that they were in for repair at this particular
Yeah,
time.
that is odd because those bollards had been up on certain streets for like the past 2 or 3 years. There's some that were just sitting there. Now they weren't raised, but they were just on the streets. So we had wondered why were these, like you, I'm not sure exactly what they would call those bollards, barricades, those high-end barricades. They had been there, just sitting there for kind of years on certain streets. and you would have to roll over. Now it was mainly two side streets off of Bourbon. One is St. Peter, and I believe the other was on Toulouse, actually. And those had just been sitting there for, like I said, for a
Right.
couple of years.
And then suddenly
So
they're
that,
gone.
yeah, that would be odd that they were out. It's just, yeah, what struck me is, the fact that it was barricaded the night before, on Monday night, police blocking Bourbon all over the place. So I don't know, it's hard to tell, but then like I was just telling you before, I'm watching a news clip right here on a looked like an ABC news clip, and this guy says he looked down and saw Hollywood style bodies all over the street, was his comment.
Just a melee of movie prop looking bodies mangled for both directions.
Yeah, and look, there's the
The
green
beginning,
military.
we were closest to Iberville, so pretty much right where it started. That's what I would think is it's worse because those people had no heads up, and the footage you're showing there, that is some of the footage. That we did not want to share on Facebook, but that is a mother. She had a wedding ring on her finger. Just the body's positioning, the terrible. And the man, the gentleman down there, he had tire marks on his stomach when they rolled him over to check on him. He also had tire marks on his back. He was completely crushed. I mean, there was an easy six. Instantly visibly deceased, just based on body position and blood and more graphic details.
Is that good
And
for you?
Yeah.
they wouldn't let us, I mean, it was minutes, several minutes after witnessing this, they wouldn't let us outside. And I'm trained in CPR, personal response, and all of that due to the nature of my job. And they wouldn't let anyone go help. And I understand. And also at that time, you had the green military style officers
There
on
you go.
foot, probably 10 of them running down Bourbon towards the direction the truck went with M16s. They basically kept us where we were for about an hour and a half or so while they secured the scene. And yeah, we were just left in there with our thoughts and visions.
Jimmy, you say that after you went up, you saw police following this truck on foot, with their guns out. Can you talk to me about what you saw from that point?
There's the green.
Those green officers there,
Yeah.
several like them. I can't say if it's those exact ones, but at least 10 of those were coming from Canal on foot, M16s, ready position, down Bourbon.
What the
But
hell?
the truck was completely out of sight.
Wow.
And you said you initially thought it might be a drunk driver. What's your reaction now to hearing law enforcement say this not only was an intentional act, but they're investigating it as an act of terror?
Jeez.
Well, watching my local news and hearing that they've already detonated a couple of IEDs,
Jeez.
I feel a lot more lucky than I did 6 hours ago, because this guy at any point could have threw those out the window. He could have shot us at us. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to contemplate all the what ifs when all you see are these bodies,
He said they weren't.
and you can't imagine someone would want to do this on purpose. I mean, all these people were somebody's special people,
Oh my
and
God.
this morning they're not going to be there.
Yeah.
Something that never should have happened.
Yeah, pretty unusual there that he said it looked like movie prop bodies, and now he's
Yeah.
started saying that it's not, so.
Yeah, and yeah, you saw him do the little fake cry sniff kind of thing. But you
Yep.
saw the military guys. What were they? I
Yeah.
mean, with
Yeah.
M16s, what were they there for? I
Yeah.
mean,
It looked
yeah,
like.
it's New Year's Eve, it can get rowdy, but we have enough police usually for things like that, just the state police and the NOPD. It's I don't know, man. They were getting out beforehand, so.
Yeah, there were 300 police inside the quarter, up and down Bourbon Street, on Canal, everything. The whole thing just doesn't ring right to me. I've been through a lot of these before, so all
Yeah, and
right.
I can maybe talk to a couple of, because I talked to some of the police out there. I'm friendly with them. There's some great guys down there, you know? I
Yeah.
mean, I might be able to chat and see if anything seems strange in, near future.
Wow, I can't believe they said that on national news.
Yeah, that was kind of, I did not expect that. But I haven't got to look at enough coverage or read enough articles. But, my dad is the one who called first thing this morning to check on us, make sure we were okay, seeing it on the news. So when I immediately started to pull up articles, I kept seeing it referred to as a mass casualty event. And in the few articles, it's just an odd way of describing it,
Yeah.
right? It's
Yeah, a lot of typical things that you see in all these fake events. It's been determined as a terrorist event. They're not sure if he was radicalized, by some foreign entity. They're calling for more security measures for sure. And but
That's
they have the entire news people there. If it is not genuine, they're completely fooled. There's one guy on WWL. I've been teaching his kid for a long time, and they're going like it's 100%, and just that many people, and absolutely no footage whatsoever. The only footage I've seen is about maybe 10, 12 guys sitting on the corner of Bourbon, and all of a sudden they run away, and that's all we have. So when you have 10 dead people and 35 others that are injured, been brought to different hospitals, it just seems like there'd be a little bit more to see than just.
Right, yeah. And I mean, I haven't had a chance to look too much too, but I did see what looked like blurred out pictures of two bodies on the ground. But you would think there'd be a little bit of footage unless they're trying to say they don't want to release it. But yeah, I wonder if a good idea would be to call around the hospitals and see
Yeah.
if anybody's, because it's had some vague thing like New Orleans area medical services is what they were. Is what was handling it. And, just overall, I mean, I'm down there every day. And I mean, things have been so different since COVID. I mean, we just don't have the crowds we used to. We don't have the amount of people. We don't hear about the crime like we used to. Because usually when it's a crime thing, it's usually just kind of like a gangbang type shooting off, somewhere on the periphery. So it would just be odd if something like a terrorist event or a mass, if it was a genuine thing, I would think it would be just an enraged, drunk person got frustrated and drove through barricades. That's what I thought it was when I heard it.
Right. And then there's also reports of explosion devices that have been planted, and they've had to, set them off to help everyone. It's already been turned over to the FBI, and the New Orleans investigation is no longer involved. So
Wow.
just a lot of things. And the perpetrator had explosives in the truck. He got out of the vehicle and started shooting at the police. It's almost like a little bit too fantastic,
Right. Yeah, I didn't even hear all those details, but yeah, the fact that he got out and shot at the police, I heard that, but yeah, that just seems not typical. My impression was if it was real, I figured it would have been a drunk person. Just rage driving through barricades and hit people.
Right.
But
Without
all this,
explosives in the truck. They said they found explosives in the vehicle. So
wow, I didn't hear that. I gotta go look at that.
yeah, the whole thing, it just it's kind of smells a little bit, and I know for a fact that they've done things like that before, where they run these fa false flags and things like that. I've been following it for a few years, so I guess the jury's out. But before we go, what is your overall impression? I mean, your gut feeling about the whole thing?
At first, I was believing, it was possible, but now thinking about how we just had the German incident with a truck driving into a crowd in Christmas, very similar type scenario. It just makes you wonder. So I'm kind of half and half. I'd have to see a lot more evidence, and from what you just said as well, and from what I'm seeing and hearing, it definitely could be some type of exercise. And the fact that they had Bourbon Street blocked off the night before, when there was not really an event, as far as I know of, going on, that I couldn't get down to my shop, and the cop telling me he wasn't sure what they were doing down there is what he said, that I might not be able to get back out. That hit me later on, that was kind of fishy.
Military
You
clothes.
know, and we do sometimes, when there is an event, you'll maybe see some military people, but not, that was kind of odd to me to see these guys getting out of, even though I'm like, well, it's New Year's Eve. It's enhanced security, but they looked like I said, like some special military outfit of some kind.
All right, Jared, man, I just had to call you up. I know you have a shop right there in the middle of the French Quarter, Astrohold. Yeah, go ahead and spell it out. I want people to go to your website and see some of your fantastic paintings. This guy is one of the most prolific artists I've ever known in my life.
Oh, hey, thanks. Yeah, my last name is Osterholdy. So you can find me under that, definitely.
Yeah, just Google that and you'll see some unbelievable paintings. All right, Jared, appreciate it very much. I know you're one of the most
All right,
awake
Gary.
people, one of the most awake people that I know, and I just had to get your take because I know you're right there, slap in the middle of the French Quarter all the time. So thanks
Oh,
for
yeah,
being on.
every day. Yeah.
All right, thank you for
Thanks.
being on.
All right, thanks, Gary.